Hi, this week the question is, do you run from problems? One lady had a car that was making a funny noise coming from the engine. Rather than having the problem checked out, she merely turned on her radio. When the noise became louder, she simply turned up the volume on the radio. Eventually, what originally would have been a minor and inexpensive problem to repair ended up ruining the engine completely. There's a lot of people like this today who do not want to address problems and deal with them. They turn to alcohol and drugs. In other words, like the lady, they're turning on the radio and turning up the volume to drown out the sound. They're not dealing with any problem, they're only running from problems. When the alcohol and drugs wear off, they find the problems are still there, even larger than before. Now, what could have been a minor problem to solve has now mushroomed into a problem too big to manage. Some married people are like this today. They pack up their bags, load up the car, and leave their spouse and children behind. They're turning on the radio and turning up the volume. They're not going to deal with problems. They're only going to run away. What does God think about this? Does He approve? The only way we know what God approves of is by what He tells us. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 11. The only way God speaks to mankind today is through the written scriptures. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. He does not communicate by any other method, period. Now, what do the scriptures say about responsibilities and problems? Well, first, we each have a responsibility to God to do His will at all times. Psalm 106, verse 3. We must love Him and keep His commandments without thinking about what we want to do. John 6, verse 38. We cannot run from God and the responsibilities. In Psalm 139, verse 7, the Bible says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you were there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me and your right hand shall hold me." Remember Jonah, who tried to run from God and His obligations? God was not going to allow that prophet to run from his duties. Read the book of Jonah and see what I'm talking about. Well, second, we have a responsibility to our neighbor, to those around us, no matter their race or color or gender. Jesus told of some who tried to look the other way and run from problems. In Matthew 25, verse 41, "Then He will also say to those on the left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.'" Verse 45, "For inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Well, third, married people have a responsibility to their spouse to be faithful and loyal to each other and provide loving companionship to one another. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33, the Bible says, "Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." Oh, there's a lot we could say here, but we don't have the time. How often people run from problems in marriage rather than staying and owning up to their responsibilities. Fourth, parents have a responsibility to rear their children up in the instruction and training of the Lord. Ephesians 6, verse 4. But how many fathers are running from their children and their families? My friend, whatever your problem is, look into the scriptures and find God's solution for that particular problem. Don't run from the problems in your life. Seek out God's solution and solve the problem His way. If you have a problem with someone at church or at work or at school or at home, don't run from the problem. Address the problem like God instructed, Matthew 5, 23 through 25. If you have a problem because of sin in your own life, own up to what you've done. Confess your faults and live a repentant life, Proverbs 28, verse 13. Make restitution for what you've done. Don't run from your problems. My friend, own up to your responsibilities. Think of how wonderful it would be in the world if everyone solved problems the way God directed in His Word. If you're not a Christian, believe in Jesus, repent of your sins, confess the wonderful name of the Lord and Savior, and be immersed in water for the remission of your sins. Acts 2, verse 38. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. And at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.